she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him, crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning towards the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called the believers and the widows and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. This is the word of the Lord.
So we're going to sing now a version of the psalm appointed for today, Psalm 23. We think of this psalm as a description of the Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd. It reminds us how he perfectly meets our need. The Lord's my shepherd. Remain standing for our gospel reading.
The gospel reading today is from John chapter 10, verse 22, and can be found on page 1077 of the Pew Bible. Then came the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Take care of my sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd, and Peter was to be a faithful under-shepherd. And that's what we find him doing in the Acts of the Apostles. Jesus cares too for this sheep, Tabitha or Dorcas. She has a wonderful obituary there, doesn't she? She was full of good works. She perhaps wasn't prominent and in the limelight, maybe never preached a sermon, but she did what she could and she helped the poor. And she too hears the voice of Jesus, the good shepherd, calling her back to life. Tabitha, get up. But this time she hears it through the under-shepherd, through Peter. This is a consistent theme in the Acts of the Apostles, that the apostles are continuing the ministry and mission of Jesus. This is a miracle which is both like and unlike the miracles of Jesus. It's very similar to the healing of Jairus' daughter. All sorts of details, like the going into the upper room and the putting the people out of the room, echo that miracle. In fact, assuming that Jesus and Peter both spoke Aramaic, then Tabitha, get up, and little girl arise, Talitha Kum, are different only by one letter. Very clear echo of that miracle. But there's something a bit different here, because something that will be unusual in the ministry of Jesus is noted here that Peter prays. So there's a difference. Jesus heals by his own authority and power. The apostles are always keen to point out that they're doing this in Jesus' name, by his authority and power as his authorized representatives. So the conclusion here is right. Sometimes it's wrong in Acts, isn't it? People sometimes try to worship the apostles or sacrifice to them. But here, what happens is right. Verse 42. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in Peter. No, many people believed in the Lord. It was the Lord Jesus who was acting through his servant Peter. So Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus continues his mission through his apostles. How do Jesus' sheep hear his voice today? Well, through the ministry and witness of the apostles. If we want to be sure to hear Jesus speaking, we need to devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching, as the early church did, to go back to their message and ministry, which is preserved for us in the New Testament. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has overcome death. He has laid down his life for his sheep, only to take it up again. He is the Lord of life, who is able to give life. And these signs and wonders that accompany the apostles authenticate their message, just as Jesus' miracles authenticated his. The risen Lord Jesus is still powerful to give life to his sheep, to all those who will put their trust in him. And our gospel reading encourages us to have confidence in Jesus, to listen to his voice. Jesus' miracles, which he does in his Father's name, speak for him, he says. They testify to his identity. In John's gospel, they're often called signs. They point beyond themselves. They have significance. They're not just raw demonstrations of power. They show us something about who Jesus is and why he's come. They reveal his identity as God come in the flesh, the one who can create and recreate. Jesus elsewhere says that he is the faithful son doing the works of his father. It's as if Jesus is the kind of apprentice son to his father, and he does only what he sees his father doing. So his miracles speak in his name. They reveal his identity. And Jesus' sheep listen to his voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Now, we're perhaps more accustomed to thinking that we become Jesus' sheep by believing him. That's certainly true. We join his flock by putting our trust in him. But Jesus says something slightly different here. He says, it's my sheep who believe, my sheep who hear my voice. So Jesus is making the point that God has a people whom he means to save. They show themselves to be his sheep by hearing his voice. So this passage should give us great confidence as we hear Jesus calling us in the gospel and as we believe in him, that it's his purpose to save us. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. They give me eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Just imagine yourself for a moment held by the powerful hand of the Lord Jesus. Whatever life throws at us, whatever enemies might surround us, Jesus is the powerful, good shepherd who can keep us. Nothing and nobody can snatch us from his hand. But then there's a double security in this passage, isn't there? Something even stronger. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. So if we're Jesus' sheep, if we've heard and believed his voice, if we're Christian people, we're held doubly in the hand of Jesus and of the Father. Jesus says, I and the Father are one. They're perfectly united in their work of salvation, so that we as Christian believers are entirely secure. Of course, it's not an insurance policy against all sorts of tragedy and difficulty. Jesus' followers still have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But they have confidence that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is with them. They are ultimately safe. No one and nothing can snatch them from his hand. So our passage encourages us then to listen to the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, which we have preserved for us in the Scriptures. To put our trust in him, knowing that we are entirely secure. He gives us eternal life, and no one can snatch us from the double grip of Jesus and the Father. May God give us his grace to live in the light of this confidence, for his name's sake. Amen.